Welcome to the Fashion Meets Faith podcast with your host, Sherry Brandel. Sherry is America's leading Christian personal style expert, the president of Fashion Meets Faith, and the author of Help Me Jesus, I Have Nothing to Wear. With her expertise, you'll uncover the basic guidelines to fashion, so when you step inside your closet, you'll know exactly what to wear. Now, on to the podcast.
Hi, my name is Sherry Brandel, and I am the CEO and founder of Fashion Meets Faith, and I am thrilled to be a guest today on the podcast for the Next Step Coaching Services. And Amy and Melanie asked me to join them, and I am honored to be here with you. So you want to be a speaker, but you're not sure what to wear on stage. Well, I'm here to save the day. My background actually is image consulting, and I had an image consulting firm in Miami, Florida, where I helped female executives learn how to dress to get advancement in their careers. And what's so great about that is that we think, oh, how much do clothes have to do with this? Well, they do. Clothes are a big, big deal because we live in a culture where people look at you and they see you, and first impressions matter, especially as a speaker or a writer. A writer, if you're going to be giving a proposal to prospective editors and publishers, and a speaker, when you're on stage and you are promoting your book that just got published, or you're a speaker because that is what God has called you to do. And so I'm here to give you some tips on what to wear when you're on the stage. And no matter where you are in this life or in the path of your career, these are important, important steps. And so one of the first things I want you to remember is to dress for your body shape. Don't dress for the body that you wish you had, but dress for the body that you're in now. Also, don't wear clothes that just barely fit. Very, very important that you understand your body. And if you have an issue with your belly and your tummy, like 75% of the women do, then don't wear a belt over that and accessorize it. It's kind of like showing off the fluff, you know? So make sure you don't do that. And what you also want to do is make sure that, you know, you wear your tops out and don't tuck things in. And there are a number of ways that you can really dress for your body shape, but understand that. And I can't go into all of that here because what I'm doing here is really giving you tips on what to wear on stage. And so if you want more information on that, I might direct you to my book, which is called Help Me Jesus, I Have Nothing to Wear. And there's guidelines in there for you. So you might want to refer to that. But next, I want you to wear colors that flatter you. Now, you may not know what colors flatter you. You may think there are specific colors that flatter you, but trust me, black is not one of them. And don't wear black on stage. Now, you can wear it on your bottom, but don't wear it on your top half. The reason being is that you will look like a floating head if you do. And it's very, very important because many times the audience is looking at you from a big screen. And the screen, if it's projected up high, which it normally is, and if your background is black, which many stages are black, then all that you're going to see is this floating head of your beautiful head. But be very careful with black. And if you do wear black, I would layer and wear maybe a more of a pop color jacket with it or some accessories, but that's very important. If you don't know what colors look good on you, you can go and take a free color test at www.coloranalysis.com. Not analysis, but e-analysis, like, you know, e-online, e, that sort of thing. So make sure you do that, coloranalysis.com, and you can get a free color test there. Next, accessorize to the best of your ability. All right, so I know some of you are not pros at accessorizing, but make sure that you accessorize at least in what we call your impact area. What is your impact area? It's your neckline. It's right near your face. It is what will bring the attention away from your challenge areas, if you have them on your body, which we all do, but it brings the attention upwards towards your face. And I would recommend that you wear them, maybe accessories in a brighter color or a color that's very flattering to you. Next, wear good shoes. All right, so why do I say that? Well, you know, they always say you can tell a man by the shoes that he wears. Well, I think you can tell a woman on stage by the shoes that she wears. Make sure they're polished. Make sure they're not chipped. Make sure they're not scuffed. And honestly, I would prefer if you wore a closed-toed shoes. That's not old school. That's really something to keep the eye of the onlooker, which is your audience, from looking at your toes. We want them concentrating on you, right? And so if you're somebody who doesn't polish your toenails, by all means, don't ever wear open-toed shoes on stage. But even if you do wear polish on your toes, it might be something that you might want to consider. I'll tell you a story. I was at a big women's conference, like big with 30,000 women conference. And I was there as an attendee with my Bible study group it's probably been 10 years now ago now. But I remember it was out of town. We all got piled into the car and on the way home. And what was the topic of conversation? Well, it was, did you see that speaker's beautiful pink toenail polish? I'm not kidding you. We probably had a 3-minute conversation just on her toenail polish. That isn't what you want your audience going away talking about. It's not, you know, oh, what color toenails? Or did she even have polish on? No, we want them talking about your message and the impact that you have made on them. So make sure you do that. As far as a speaking outfit, how many speaking outfits do you need? Well, I would say 2 good speaking outfits is probably all that you need. Now, when I say that, I want you to know that I want you to spend some good money on your speaking outfits. Don't go find the most or the least expensive thing that you can purchase. You can get good deals on your speaking clothes, but really spend some time knowing and looking for pieces that work for you, even if you have to hire a personal stylist to help you with that. And here at Fashion Meets Faith, we actually have stylists that will help you, whether it's virtual styling or somebody who can work with you on a local basis. So reach out to me and I can connect you with someone, or I may even be able to do it myself. But very important that you have 2 main speaking outfits. And I remember the first year I spoke, and honestly, I wore the same outfit over and over and over again. Because here's the thing, people aren't going to see you, the same audience this week than they did last week, right? Now, this was before social media. And so if you're going to be having lots of photos taken of you, you may need more than 2 speaking outfits, but just make sure that you can change that up with accessories and some good basic pieces, and then maybe a few different layering pieces, but we can help you with that. Next, think about your haircut. When was the last time that you had a compliment on your hair? Here's what I always say. If you haven't had a compliment on your hair in the last probably 2 weeks to a month, you either want to cut it, dye it, or buy some more. Ha, how about that? Anyway, you know who you are if you need to buy your hair. So anyway, hey, no shame in that. There are a lot of women out there that are wearing wigs these days. And I just saw some the other day. I was speaking at an event. You would have never known that they had wigs on. Very fabulous. Also, make sure that your fingers are manicured. People see you working with your hands, using your hands. Make sure that you really make sure that your hands are manicured. It doesn't have to be a bright color polish, and I'd recommend that it not be. More of a neutral shade or a French manicure, but make sure that your nails look good. Also, make sure that you are wearing proper undergarments. All right, so I want you to stand right now, look in a mirror, or actually, you don't even have to be in a mirror. You can sit right where you are. Take your hands and just put them to your side, and then draw a middle point between your top of your elbow or top of your shoulder to the middle of your elbow. Find that mid-range point right in the middle of your arm there between elbow and top of shoulder. Your bust line should be seated there. And so if they're hanging lower than that, it is time for a bra fitting. And I highly recommend it. We've got to get those babies up. We do not want them staring at the audience from a downward position. Kind of sounds like we're talking about yoga here. So no downward dog boobies. And we want them up, seated well. And you also don't want your nipples to show. And so if you have to wear a nipple pad over them, so there's nothing seeing, you know, the audience can't see them through, make sure you do that. You need good support bra when you're in your clothes and on stage. For you glasses wearers, if you are wearing glasses on stage, make sure that your lenses are non-reflective. Because if not, and I remember watching someone on stage once and I couldn't even see her eyes because I was kind of, it was reflecting back to me, the glasses that she had on. So make sure that you're wearing non-reflective glasses or lenses in your glasses. Very, very important. Makeup should be more neutral, a more natural look. Don't go crazy with your makeup unless that's your natural thing and that's just who you are. But don't go overboard if that's not a normal thing for you. But on the other hand, make sure that you do wear makeup. A good foundation, lipstick, a lip gloss, mascara, very, very important. A powder over your face. If you haven't had a makeover in a while, probably time to sign up for one. And lots of people around that can help you with that. And if you don't know, ask me and I can absolutely refer you to someone in your area. Also, probably something that you might not have even thought about before, but pay attention to the bag that you are carrying with your Bible and your supplies in it. Make sure that it's of good material, that it matches your hair for one, because you'll always have a head-to-toe look. Did you know that? So if you have black hair, go for a black bag. Blonde hair, go more taupe, that sort of thing. But don't have strings all hanging off of it and, you know, your kid's picture and the little dangly keychains. It should be very clean and well kept, and just make sure that, you know, your Bible even is in good shape. Put it in all your books and notes that you're going to be using, and make sure that you carry a bag that looks put together and nice. Finally, one final thing tip I will give you is to pay attention to the events you're going to be speaking at. So what I mean by that is if you're going to be a keynote somewhere at a big convention center, you're going to dress differently than you would at a retreat that's being held in the mountains at a lodge. And so you want to dress for the occasion. You also want to dress for your audience. But I would like to recommend to you that you actually step it up a notch. So don't look exactly like your audience. You want to look like someone who has authority, somebody who they can look at and say, she knows what she's talking about. And so I just want to leave you with that. And it has been my pleasure to be with you today. Please reach out to us at fashionmeetsfaith.com. And if you are local to the Charlotte or Concord or North Carolina area, I'm actually going to be at West Cabarrus Church on June 15th and 16th at the Breakaway 2018 conference. We would love to have you there. We're bringing in a speaker, Barb Roos from Michigan. She is fabulous, hilarious. Oh my gosh, she's so wonderful and fabulous. We have a great worship team coming from South Carolina, Kazia Curry, and we call her that. We have spicy worship from her, but lots of breakout speakers, and we're just excited. So join us for that. I would love to see you there, and we can help you with anything. Oh my goodness, I just thought of something. We're even taking our attendees shopping that night. And so we have a special going on it's included in your ticket price, but we have a special shopping trip that we're going to do on Saturday night, June 16th. So you guys join us, but thank you for allowing me to be here with all of you. And I pray that you are just somebody who just follows the call of God and on your life, whether it's speaking or writing. And you can find me at www.fashionmeetsfaith.com. And my name is Sherry Brandel, and it has been my privilege to be with you today.
Thank you for listening to the Fashion Meets Faith podcast with Sherry Brandel. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss future episodes. Are you overwhelmed by your closet? Join Sherry for her Capsule Wardrobe Online Academy 27 Hangers. Visit www.27hangercloset.com to join today.